from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What have you 2 days here? What have you seen from the guys so far? What have you liked?
It's been a great 2 days. Really fast, really competitive, a lot of skill. Really good to meet the players. And some of the guys I knew a little bit from international tournaments and then just watching on video. Actually, one of the players we drafted in Green Bay, so it's good to see him face-to-face. But it's been a really good 2 days, went fast, and just really excited to be here and that I was able to come.
Is there anyone here you've coached? You've been coached Brody.
No, a couple of international tournaments. Gavin McCarthy, Drake Richard, and then Vasily was going to play in Green Bay this year. We drafted him. So it's good to see him. A lot of Zoom calls with him over the last 3-4 months. So other than that, a couple in international tournaments. But no one that I've coached.
Is this like somebody that you had some, some instruction for the scouting staff to get, kind of give it?
A little bit. So we had a player last year, Julian Lutz, who played in the same organization in Red Bull over there. So we got on Vasily around December, but talked to Buffalo a little bit about him, about just what I saw in his game and you know, his development path for the next step. Hopefully he plays in Green Bay, then college route.
What do you see in this game? Because he's one of those guys they draft and no one knows a lot about.
Yeah, no, he, you know, it's really interesting. He plays in a league where it's almost like a minor pro, kind of, and he was a young player playing with a lot of older players. I think he's really competitive. I think he has a high hockey IQ. Really good skill. I think the pace of play is probably something that he's going to have to get adjusted to playing in North American style, smaller rinks. But I think he's going to be a really good player, really good junior player and college player.
We always focus on the first round pick of these things. What was your impression today of Hellenius seeing him in game situations?
Yeah, you know, he's, you know, I was fortunate to be at the national program with some really talented kids. I would put him in that category of his poise with the puck, you know, his deception. He's got a low center of gravity, makes a lot of plays. Had a really good day. It's good to be around him. Had dinner with him last night with our group. So really nice kid. Really excited that he's in our organization. But you could see the skill set. And, you know, he's played with men in the Finnish Pro League and had a really good day today. I thought the days that I watched, he was really good today.
We have no idea, obviously, what's going to transpire here going forward, but what would it be like to have him on your club in October?
Yeah, you know, you never know what those things, how they happen. Obviously, you know, coming to the organization, you know a little bit about the prospects, but obviously there's a lot in Rochester, but to work with a really talented player like himself would be great.
I mentioned, you know, Jake Richard a little bit.
Yeah.
How have you seen him develop over the last couple of years?
Yeah, you know, seeing him in person, his body, you know, he's, you know, you go to college, the training's a little different. Obviously, the junior schedule, you're able to put in work in the summertime with your college team. He looks great. I think his skating has taken a step too, and obviously you see today, the puck skills and the deception. And he's really good around the net, and you know, I think he's taken a big step in his game and his development process.
It's a 3-on-3 tournament, and then you see a practice. It's like 2.5 hours actually on the ice. What do you look for? Like, what can you tangibly?
Yeah, good question. I think you just look for kids to be, you know, engaged, competitive. I think that's the biggest thing. A lot of the practice that we ran, there's a lot of small area games, short number of groups when we go both ends. But you're just looking for kids to a lot of energy, a lot of passion. You know, those are the biggest things. Obviously, it's a short amount of time, but just to show that.
What would the last few weeks been like for you?
I'm excited to go home and just spend some time with my wife and our newborn, but it's been probably the best month of I've had in my life. I mean, it's been unbelievable. Really fortunate to be in this organization and given the opportunity. Obviously with the newborn, it's I was hopeful to get to the camp, the back end. I'm glad I got to come and meet everyone, and I'm excited to go home though today and see the family and just enjoy the holiday weekend and relax.
How real is this? Like, you're here in pro hockey now. It's actually
it's surreal. You know, when I was going through the interview process, it was always I've been fortunate to play for a lot of great coaches. And I wanted to take this path. You never know when you're going to get your opportunity. And it was surreal putting the Sabres logo on and, you know, looking at your stall before you're about to get on the ice. But it's always been my dream to be in an NHL organization, and it's real. And I'm grateful for the opportunity and really excited to get started.
Kuznetsov is a guy you're going to have in Rochester this year.
Yeah.
What do you like from him? Just a couple days here, but what do you
well,
like?
Yeah, you see the skill set, his deception, the way he could skate. Looks like a player that makes players around him better. But I like the things I noticed were his competitiveness, like his ability to stop on pucks and track and, you know, get under people's sticks. And it was really good to meet him, spend some time with him today, and excited to coach him.
What did you see with Hellenius and Sardarian? I mean, two guys, they don't know each other till this week, and they had a lot of chemistry.
Yeah, no, they looked really good today, obviously making a lot of plays. You know, sometimes kids get out there with certain players, and there's chemistry there, and they had a really good day.
When was the baby born?
Last Thursday. 11 p.m. So,
what did you guys
have? We had a little baby girl, Ivy. So, thank you very much.
Wow.
Not a lot of sleep. But.
Yeah, right?
What has that process been like? Like, I assume your family's still back in Green Bay.
No, they actually. My family actually stays in Detroit. I have two stepkids.
Okay.
They go to a little private school there. It's a good setup. So I actually was in Green Bay by myself. It'll probably be the same in Rochester. Obviously, great support system at home. My wife allows me to coach and live my dream. So that's probably what will happen.
How's it been juggling, preparing for the new edition, and also, you know, trying
to
a lot of video work, I assume?
We were still, you know, transitioning. I was, you know, we had the draft in Green Bay, so I was a bit busy and wanted to help them. Ended up hiring my assistant coach, and then I remember throughout the process I was just waiting for the call, and a lot of pacing around, walking around the block with my wife, wondering what was going to happen, but it all worked out, and it's like I said, I'm just excited to go home and relax and be with the family.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.